This is your wake up call.
Wake up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother...
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
You gonna just put your face to it?
Ooh. Act like it's the most wonderful time of the year, damn it. What the hell's wrong with y'all?
What, get in the holiday spirit?
Y'all should have been in the holiday spirit if you know what I know. If you didn't spend a dime on Christmas, okay, or if you just seen a Christmas tree or some lights hanging up, you should have been in the holiday spirit unless you're a damn Grinch.
How was holiday shopping yesterday?
What you buy me?
Same thing I got you last year. Ish.
I actually got Charlamagne something this year.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I got one year I bought Charlamagne a
Odell
present.
Beckham jersey.
I don't want no Odell Beckham jersey. Give me an Odell Beckham jersey, make it long so it fits like a dress, and I want you to cut the ass out. I think that's appropriate.
No.
We should have did a Secret Santa.
No, but I definitely got your Odell jersey since you talk about him and you dream about being a Giants fan, so I got your Giants jersey.
Does anybody in here ever get anybody else presents?
No, we don't.
Got me a vibrator one time.
And what?
I did get you a vibrator.
That seems inappropriate.
We all chipped in and we bought it. You don't remember?
I ain't never bought no Angela Yee no vibrator. Human resources, I ain't never bought Angela Yee no damn vibrator.
Well, what Envy tried to do was I was going out of town and he tried to slide it into my bag thinking that I would be embarrassed.
When she went through the...
When I was going through
airport
TSA.
Security.
It'd be more embarrassing if it was in his bag.
I actually, one time, Charlamagne fell asleep on the plane behind me, and I did put a vibrator in front of his face and took a picture.
That is true, but I don't embarrass easy. Okay. Just nothing. Okay, yeah, all right.
All right, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Man, Alan Thicke has passed away. He was only 69 years old. We'll give you the details on what happened.
That's Robin Thicke's dad.
Kids, that's the guy who sings Blurred Lines, Daddy.
Right.
Right. Also, let's talk numbers in Chicago. They've released some crazy statistics, and we'll tell you what they are.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Alan for free. Drake. All right. Now, let's get in some front page news. No real sports yesterday. But let's talk about Robin Thicke's dad passed away.
Yes. Rest in peace to Alan Thicke. He did pass away. He was 69 years old. Obviously, we know him from Growing Pains.
That's a young
age.
We
know him from Growing Pains. And he is Robin Thicke's father.
Mm-hmm.
He reportedly suffered a heart attack while playing hockey with his teenage son.
Yikes.
Wow.
Yes, his publicist did confirm his death to Page Six at the New York Post. They said Alan's sudden passing has been confirmed. At present, we have no further details.
Jeez.
He is survived by his wife, Tanya, and his three sons as well. Now, Robin Thicke did take to Instagram to express the sorrow that he felt. He said, "My father passed away today. He was the best man I ever knew, the best friend I ever had. Let's all rejoice and celebrate the joy he brought to every room he was in. We love you, Alan Thicke. Thank you for your love. Love your grateful son."
Well, God bless him and his family, damn it.
Absolutely.
That's a terrible time, especially his holidays, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's never a good time to die.
Never, not.
Well, holidays is very
when you get to that
bad
point,
time.
When you're 99
69,
years old.
Ain't 69, 99.
I said when you get to that age, when you get older, but 69 is real
69
young.
69 is young, bro.
Real young.
I'm trying to be here till 90-something.
That's what I said,
I want my penis to die before I do, meaning I want my penis to stop working before I go. And that's when I know it's time to clock out.
All right, we'll make
you
sure.
If your penis goes or your mind goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about what's going on in Chicago, Yee.
Chicago, this year so far, they have more than 700 homicides. And it's only that was only up until November. So the year's not even over yet. They haven't had that many in about 20 years. The last time they had 704 homicides was in 1998. And they're already at 701 so far this year. So they are on track to have even more. They said guns are driving the violence with more than 90% of these homicides being gun-related.
Really?
The killings occur in five police districts in the south and west sides of the city. They said one child aged 16 or younger is murdered in the city every week on average. And this has been happening for more than a quarter of a century. Even if you're at home, it doesn't even matter if you're on the front porch. These at home or in the streets, those are the first and second most likely places to get murdered in Chicago since 2001.
And it says, you know, the number keeps growing because clearly nobody's doing anything about it. And that's, I hate that stat about 90% of all the murders were caused by guns. You think they're killing them with their hands?
Well, they said officers have recovered 8,000 guns, which is a 20% jump since last year. And gun arrests are up 8% over last year. And police have, according to the police superintendent, they've taken some measures to combat the violence. They did an anti-violence campaign. They expanded that. They've been doing police recruitment programs. They've been trying to improve public trust and extend the public comment period for the department's use of force policy.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I can't suck my teeth at none of that because at least they're striving to do something.
They're trying to do. I'm trying to change.
The anti-violence campaigns and rallies and speeches, that went out the window a long time ago in Chicago. And when Lil Baby was here, he put a lot of things in perspective when he said that you're either a predator.
You mean G-Herbo?
G-Herbo.
Was it G-Herbo?
Who
was
G-Herbo?
Oh, yeah, it was G-Herbo. My bad.
He was talking about Lil Baby.
Yeah, he was like, you know, you're either a predator or you're on the defense in Chicago. So even if you're a kid trying to do the right thing in Chicago, you still got to carry a gun just to survive.
Right.
Like, even if your mindset is, I'm going to go to college, I'm going to finish high school, you have to carry a gun on you just to survive.
Just to make it through
a lot of people get caught up in the crossfire. A lot of young kids that are getting killed, minding their business. They have nothing to do with anything, sitting on their own front porch and bullets.
Right.
I don't know what needs to be done in Chicago. I'm going to be totally honest. I have no bright ideas. Zero. Zilch. Nada.
Well, maybe Kanye knows. That's why he was talking to Donald Trump yesterday.
Right, we are going to get into that this morning.
Maybe he knows. But tell him why your man's up next. That was front page news.
Anything about Kanye say Chicago at this point in life? Okay.
No.
Not right. Okay, he's so Hollywood.
585-1051. Tell him why you're mad. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, whatever it may be. Phone lines are wide open, 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Young boy living like an old kid.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad on The Breakfast Club, for real.
Yo, my name is Trayshawn from Charleston.
Hey, Trayshawn.
843, what's happening?
Tell him why you mad.
Man, not much. I'm mad because I found out that my boyfriend is not getting me anything for Christmas after I've been together with him for like 2.6 years now.
So, You asked him, are you getting me something?
I did.
That man putting his candy cane in your butt all these years and you upset about a little Christmas present?
So
yes,
what?
I am.
What's his reason?
He said that. Actually, he didn't give me a reason.
I'm going to tell you the reason. Your head game not as fire as it used to be. That's the reason.
Man, forget that shallow meme. My head game was crafted by God himself.
Woo! Man, I ain't never heard of Geechee Gay. That sounded so funny. My head game was crafted by God himself.
Now, I have a couple of questions. Did you get him a present?
He's taping that. He holding
that. I did. I got him several presents.
Well, you got him.
I got him new Jordans, new man Uggs. You want an Ugg.
Man Uggs.
I got him several pairs of clothes.
Who wears man Uggs?
A lot
Tom
of people.
Brady. Let me ask you a question.
Apparently Tom Brady wears man Uggs.
Let me ask you a question. Does he rub your boonkie when you sleep?
He do.
Okay.
Why do you want to know so much about his boonkie?
Are you sure that's your boyfriend? And you're not the
sure
side dude?
Well, he better be mine.
You should hold your butt until he gets you a gift.
Maybe
not give him nothing until he gets you a
gift. Maybe he really did get you a present and he wants to surprise you.
Man, that better be the case.
All right, well, if he's listening, you better surprise your boo-boo.
Well, step your head game up, and maybe you'll get a present next year. If not from him, from somebody else, okay?
All right, but y'all have a good one.
You too.
Practice on a banana, you'll be ready by Valentine's.
We're supposed to make him feel better, guys.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. I'm just going to keep my name anonymous.
All right, anonymous.
It's not like we can see you.
Yeah, no, I'm sleeping, but sorry. I was just listening to your statistics about Chicago, and I've heard so many rappers, or not even just rappers, you know, so many celebrities and just people in general who have had life-changing experiences going to Africa. So maybe some of these kids in Chicago should have a flight to Africa.
You want to send a kid to Africa?
Listen, no disrespect to you, and I ain't saying that you dumb. Some of these kids can't even afford to catch the train downtown in Chicago. How the hell are they going to catch a flight to Africa?
Well, no, I mean, that's the thing. I think there should be some type of program that raises money.
Right. He's not saying they're going to pay for their own flights.
To raise some money and send the kids to Africa.
I will say that growing up, you know, because I'm from Brooklyn, from Flatbush, and a lot of people that lived in my neighborhood never had really left the neighborhood. Like, I know I really didn't until I get older. But when you do expose kids to other things outside of where they live, sometimes it does open up your mind a lot if there's programs that can help you do that.
I'm going to be honest with you. Goons versus Chicago. Goons in Chicago versus Boko Haram. Who you got? If they go to Africa, who you got? I might put my money on the Chicago Goons. I'm not going to lie.
Chicago gets bobbing. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is JD from ATL.
Tell him why you mad.
Yo, I'm mad for two reasons.
Why?
First reason is because last week, or earlier this week, when Charlamagne was going on his rant about how young black people don't build a platform.
That's not what I said, but go ahead. This chain letter has gotten so misconstrued.
Yeah. It was young black women, but you got to respect males that are doing their thing.
I wasn't talking about you.
I have a blog, and I DM'd you. And you didn't even look at it. But I'm not mad because Angela Rye didn't look at it, but she's fine, so she gets a pass.
Where did you DM me at?
On See the God.
Where?
What's your blog? That's the perfect time for you to say what it is.
Oh, thestruggle-real.com. It just promotes social issues that are going on. It's just a social awareness blog.
I'm being honest with you. Nobody want to hear from you. We need to hear from young women of color. Their voice resonates more. But you keep writing, okay?
Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
One more time before I go. Higher powers taking hold on me.
That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I don't know why everybody tripping over this Kanye Donald Trump thing.
What do you mean?
Like, he already expressed his support for Donald Trump, so why is it a surprise to see him actually with Donald Trump? Oh, y'all thought he was mentally ill? Y'all thought he was crazy and was just speaking out his ass when he said he supported Trump?
I'm not surprised about Kanye going to meet with Donald Trump. I wasn't surprised at all.
But what are the reasons why he said he met with Donald Trump?
Well, he actually did take to Twitter to discuss that, and I guess he wants to talk to him about Chicago, and we just told you some of the numbers of what's going on in Chicago right now.
All right, he wants to talk about bullying.
Mm-hmm. A lot of major issues, but we're going to get into it in rumors.
What the hell does Donald Trump care about the violence in Chicago for?
How do you know? Maybe he does care.
No, he doesn't. Donald Trump don't give a damn about the violence in Chicago. Why would you be talking to Donald Trump about the violence in Chicago? Talk to Farrakhan about the violence in Chicago. He's right there in the backyard of Chicago. Can send the nation in there to try to help clean things up in some way, shape, or form. Like, why Donald Trump?
Well clearly Donald Trump has some type of liking toward Kanye, so maybe
Donald
Kanye
Trump has a liking towards cameras. Wherever there's the most cameras and who can bring him the most cameras, that's where he will be. This picture is two of the most narcissistic people we've ever seen in our generation. Whatever. You know the word I meant. The most Nostradamus people we've ever met in our life. Okay? They both Illmatic.
Shout out to Nas. All right. When we come back, we'll get all into that. So don't go anywhere. Rumors on the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Get your ass up. Good morning. It's hump day. Let's get to the rumors. I guess we're talking Kanye and Trump, huh?
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kanye did go to meet with Donald Trump, and of course, the cameras were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it sounded like.
But I fell in love with him because he
That's
really
Jim Brown, you idiot.
Just friends, and we've been friends for a long time. Life, we discussed it.
2020, do you think that's something you still want to do in life with me? I have no comment about your meeting with the president-elect. This is the president-elect of the United States. Nothing to say?
I just want to take a picture right now.
It didn't surprise me at all simply because Kanye has openly supported Donald Trump already. This shouldn't even be news. What y'all thought Kanye was mentally ill?
He said he wanted
Ill?
To vote for him.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Even though he didn't vote.
Y'all thought that was his mental illness talking? Y'all thought he was just talking out his ass when he said he would have voted for Trump?
He's very consistent. Okay. He said it. He meant it. He did it.
I thought he was wilding out on stage. I didn't think he really meant it.
I mean, if someone talks to Kanye, can we simply just ask him why?
He just wants to take a picture right now. He doesn't
That's
really
all he wants to
talk.
Do. He doesn't want to talk.
Now, Kanye
I
went
know
to
why
Twitter.
He supports Trump.
And he said, I wanted to meet with Trump today to discuss multicultural issues. These issues included bullying, supporting teachers, modernizing curriculums, and violence in Chicago. I feel it's important to have a direct line of communication with our future president if we truly want change.
Somebody just asked Kanye, why? Why do you support Trump? Why would you have voted for Trump? What's your reasoning?
But
you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. If you didn't vote, you shouldn't be allowed to meet the president. Okay.
You didn't even vote for me.
You didn't even vote, you bum. Like, you ain't even vote.
I have a lot of people who voted for me I need to meet with.
You begging to meet the president because they say Kanye sent the email, but you ain't even vote.
But if his intentions are really to help and to change, does that make it okay?
You didn't vote, bro. You didn't vote. I won't hear from you now.
All right. And he had a sit down for 15 minutes. They talked about just life. They didn't really discuss any political issues during that time. He also gave Donald Trump a book that had some pictures in it with the tattoos, some nudes, people wearing hoodies. I don't know what this book is. It's a compilation of photos.
Why is he tweeting all of these things that he said he talked to Trump about that seem like social political issues, but then sit down and say we didn't talk about anything political?
Well, he said he wanted to meet with him to discuss those things, but I guess he didn't discuss them.
Oh, Trump wanted to talk about grabbing by the pussycat. That's what he wanted to talk about.
All right, other people who went and met with Donald Trump right after that, Ray Lewis and Jim Brown. Here's what Jim Brown had to say.
But I fell in love with him because he really talks about helping African-American black people, and that's why I'm here.
You fell in love with Donald Trump today.
It isn't really about just Donald Trump. It's about him and the position he occupies. That position is considered the most important person in the world. When he goes through what he went through to become the president, he got my admiration.
First of all, it's not too many people, black people in America, who have been greater social justice warriors than Jim Brown. I would like for Jim Brown to show me where Donald Trump has addressed issues that affect the African-American community. Maybe I missed it.
Right. Don't just address it, but we need to see some action then.
Maybe I missed it. I missed that conversation.
It sounded like that was in their private conversation he said that. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Could be wrong, though.
We shall see. Now, Lupe Fiasco was...
He met with Trump, too?
No, definitely not. He was on Twitter yesterday, and I guess he's saying he's not putting out any more music. He's done with it. Now, he got upset first because SoundCloud took down his freestyle because of hate speech. He said, I'm done. And then he said, it's some upright, moral Jewish execs in this biz and some low-down, dirty, awful MFers that would sell their mother into slavery. Shrug. He said, I get the hint, God. Yo, Lupe fans, it's been fun, and I hope you've had fun. I'm officially not releasing any more music. Albums canceled. He had 3 upcoming albums. He said, getting beat up for telling the truth is not how I plan on spending the rest of life.
Yeah, that was definitely a message to his fans, because I read that, and I thought to myself, when the hell the last time Lupe Fiasco even put out music? I thought he'd been stopped releasing music.
Well, no, he has 3 albums that he was about to put out. Now, people were upset about him talking about Jewish people. Somebody said, I'm curious why they're being Jewish is relevant to cheating artists. Why not just dirty execs? And he said, because in my case, they were Jewish. So people were saying that was just wrong to talk about Jewish people. And then he had to explain how he has Jewish friends in this business.
Oh, boy. That's the first thing people say is I have that type of friend when they start going at him.
Lupe had a very boring day yesterday. He should have just went and met with Trump. That would have been way more exciting than that, whatever he got going on.
All right.
Go meet with Trump, Lupe.
Uh-huh. And Snapchat and Instagram have some updates. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see this. Instagram has this live video thing now, so every time I go in there, whoever's on live video pops up. Mm-hmm. The only person I follow who uses it is Ruggs. In Atlanta, so every time I go on there, he's
always on it,
videoing.
Yeah.
So I haven't tried to use that yet. Now Snapchat also has an option
where you can
chat with 16 people.
Say hello
at one time.
People can see you. Say hello.
Envy, I'm trying to do a show.
Just say hi.
No, I'm working. What is wrong with you?
Y'all not tired of recording yourself and recording everything yet?
Say hi, Charlamagne.
Kiss my ass, beige boy. Y'all not tired of recording everything yet, man, and just being recorded all the time? Like, y'all don't ever get sick of that?
Well, with these apps, what they want you to do is get drawn in and not have to leave the app to go do something somewhere else.
That's very smart. So you don't have to leave to do live. You don't have to go to Periscope. You ain't got to go to Facebook Live. You can stay on Instagram. Exactly.
But you know, for Snapchat, you know, now you get drawn in because it's a group chat with 16 people, up to 16 people. So now instead of me having to leave Snap to go do a group chat with my friends, I can do it directly on Snap. And
makes sense.
You get pulled into those messages because you know how your friends put you in a group chat and next thing you know you're on there having to respond.
By the way, it actually
makes people stay on the app longer.
But y'all ain't doing nothing. I've watched some of these videos. Y'all are just sitting there.
You're not doing anything. You watching though?
Because I just want to see what's going on. It makes no sense.
Struggle.
Like, why are you recording yourself doing nothing? Why is nothing so interesting when it's on social media?
Well, I'm just letting you know that.
Somebody
updates.
Said your Scully is double XL. Go ahead. Continue.
All right. And Blac Chyna just bought a gift for her husband-to-be.
What'd she buy?
Rob Kardashian. She bought him a new Range Rover.
Nice.
Yes. So congratulations to the two of them. She said, Rob loves his new truck. Do you love it? And he said, thank you, baby. And so super excited. He said, my girl got me a Range Rover. He seems so much happier now that he has their daughter, by the way. He was seeming so miserable before. Evie, can you stop filming us, please?
Oh.
I'm done.
All right.
You I'm know, Angela Yee. Police. And that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got
keep
front page news.
I'm going to come stop and frisk you.
What?
All right, keep it up.
Since you want to legalize
Since
it.
Since you want to legalize it. What's
wrong with y'all? We got front page news up next. What are we talking about in front page news, Yee?
We'll talk about the untimely death of Alan Thicke. What happened? He just passed away. And we'll talk about Chicago. You know, Kanye wanted to go talk to Donald Trump about Chicago.
Okay.
So we'll give you those Chicago numbers.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
Nom, 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 nom.
Let's talk about Robin Thicke's dad who passed away.
Yes, Alan Thicke. And he wasn't just Robin Thicke's dad, by the way. He was survived by his wife and his three sons, Carter, Brennan, and Robin Thicke. Now, Carter went on Instagram and said, today I lost my best friend and my idol, and the world lost one of its finest. I've never known a more kind, loving, hairy, and generous person in my life, and I am forever grateful for the light that this man brought to my life and so many others.
Is it a hairy?
Yeah, he said hairy.
Okay.
Now, Robin Thicke also went on Instagram and said, my father passed away today. He was the best man I ever knew, the best friend I ever had. Let's all rejoice and celebrate the joy he brought to every room he was in. We love you, Alan Thicke. Thank you for your love. He passed away from a heart attack. He reportedly suffered a heart attack while playing hockey with his son.
That sucks.
Yeah,
right.
That's sad.
There's a lot of things that he did that I wasn't aware of, by the way. Did you know that he composed the theme songs for The Wheel of Fortune, the original theme to Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, he's rich then.
I didn't know that.
The Facts of Life and Different Strokes.
He composed Richie, that man was.
Those theme songs. And most recently, he was on Fuller House. That was that reboot from Full House. So that's just so you know. And of course, we all know him from Growing Pains from the 80s.
Right.
All right, so rest in peace and our condolences to Alan Thicke's family. He was only 69 years old. Also, let's discuss Chicago. Now, we were talking about how Kanye went to go sit with Donald Trump.
It didn't look like he was sitting.
He said he does want to discuss violence in Chicago. He had a 15-minute meeting with him.
They definitely stood up the whole time.
Well, we'll talk about Chicago. Chicago has had 701 homicides so far in the city this year. Now, last year, there were 480 homicides, just to put it in perspective. So that's a huge jump. They said there haven't been that many in nearly 20 years.
Wow.
And guns are the main reason for this violence. More than 90% of these homicides are gun-related. And
really?
Most of
I thought
the killings
they were using bow and arrows.
Occur in five different police districts on the south and west sides of the city. So they have been trying to recover more guns. They recovered 8,000 guns just this year so far, which is a 20% jump over last year, but there's still way more violence than ever. And they're saying the places you're most likely to get killed, the number one and two places, is in your own home and in the street. Number two.
Jesus.
So you're not
so
even
where
safe
do you go?
At home.
Church? Gotta go to church. Hey, where do you go? If
you can't go anywhere.
In the street
like
or home. That don't even make no sense. Just tell me that you can go get killed in Chicago. That's why I don't go to Chicago right now. For that reason. All Angela Yee simply said just now was, don't go to Chicago.
You're going
to
die regardless.
The most likely places to die in Chicago is your house or in the street. What's the other option then?
Yeah, it's a really sad situation.
What's the other option?
There is no other option.
I need to know the other
option. What can you do?
Can I go kick it in my dog house? Or is it safe
That's probably the place, the safest place.
Jesus
they said
Christ.
One child age 16 or younger is murdered in the city every week on average.
Jeez.
I don't have no solution.
And parents actually, before you go to kindergarten, they teach their kids to hit the floor if you hear gunfire.
Yes, that's
sad.
That's
what you have to teach your kids.
And then when G. Herbo was here, he was saying, even if you're a good kid who's walking the straight and narrow and wants to go to the school and wants to go to college in the future, you got to carry a gun just to be on defense. Just to protect yourself, to be able to survive in Chicago, you got to walk around with a pistol or something.
Yeah.
I don't have no answers for Chicago, bro. Except for if you don't live there, don't go there.
All right. Well, that's front page
and
news.
If you do go there, don't leave downtown. It's like a 2-block radius.
Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, let's talk about all these people meeting with Trump, all these African-Americans meeting with Trump, whether it was Ray Lewis, whether it was Kanye West. Do you agree?
Social justice warrior Jim Brown.
Do you agree with the black people that meet with Trump? Do you think they
could
be a
good
solution?
Well, there's black people that work for Trump. So, Omarosa was there.
Yeah, that's a different kind of black. Let's be clear now. is a different. There's levels to this black thing. There's levels to this black thing. That Omarosa Black and that, what's them girls' name? Smokey and Delicious. What's their names?
Smokey and Delicious.
Smokey and Delicious. Two black girls about? I'm talking about, the two women. Can't remember, Spice and Delight or something. Uh-oh. Something.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Tweet me them girls' names out there. I know they sound like strippers. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
800-585-1051. Do you agree with the African-American people at a meeting with Trump?
Why do you say African-American?
Just what, you would say black?
Black.
Why do you say black like that?
Black.
Black.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you agree with the black?
They're like the Aflac duck.
Black.
Black. Say it.
Black.
Say it.
Black.
I can't say the N-word no more. They sent the email about that yesterday. Please.
Did they really?
You didn't see the email?
No.
Some people are complaining
about it. The email did say if you can't help it or something like that. That if you can't help it, you can
well,
try
you
to help it.
Well, you did say you're trying to not use that word so much, so this is the perfect way to practice that.
Nope, that's the only N-word I'm saying this morning. Nope.
You're scared. You changing. Nope. See, Donald Trump's president, and you changing
nope.
on us.
Nope.
See, you ain't my nick.
Nope.
All right, 800-585-1051. Do you agree with the black people that are meeting with Donald Trump? That is the question. Call us up right now, Mr. Brown. That was Fabulous, Can't Let You Go. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about not only Kanye meeting with Trump, but other African-Americans as well.
And you stop saying other African-Americans like that wasn't social justice warrior Jim Brown, probably the greatest running
Jim
back
Brown,
of all time.
Jim Brown, Ray Lewis. We don't know who else melt with him. Lupe Fiasco. We don't know who else
no,
was there.
No, Lupe Fiasco did not.
We don't know who else was there, but we're asking, how do you feel about black people meeting with Donald Trump?
Here's the thing, right? We as a people have to get over black people and white people having conversations with each other. You can choose to have discourse with people you disagree with, or you can choose not to. Personally, I'll always choose diplomacy over division unless I feel like you having a convo with you would be absolutely pointless. But what I've been saying the past couple of weeks, well, what I've been seeing the past couple of weeks, people flipping out over people having conversations is a little silly to me, especially when those people have openly already supported Trump. Like, yes, it is black people that support Donald Trump.
Right.
Why? I don't know.
Kanye is one of them.
Yes, Kanye is one of them.
He didn't support him enough to vote for him. But would he have voted?
Yes, he would have voted for Trump. Jim Brown, clearly. Jim Brown was the most surprising to me.
Right.
Because Jim Brown is a social justice warrior. Jim Brown has been fighting against white supremacy for years.
Right.
So that was the most surprising to me.
But it could be good if they're talking about the issues that has to be dealt with, whether it's talking about violence in Chicago, whether it's talking about bullying, whether it's talking about a lot of the things that our community needs help with. I don't see a problem with
me. Remember when Donald Trump said black people should vote for him because what the hell do you have to lose? You live in poverty. Your schools are no good. You have no jobs.
Right.
58% of your youth is unemployed.
Maybe that's what Jim Brown talking about when he said Donald Trump is talking to directly to the African-American community, but that still ain't no plan.
Nah, that's
just you reading statistics to me.
But maybe these people are trying to give him some type of plan. Hello, who's this?
Oh, this
is
Keisha.
Keisha, you sound black.
I am. I'm from Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Oh, Berg!
Now, what do you think about all these black people meeting with Donald Trump?
Black! Say it like the Aflac duck.
Black! I don't like it. I think it's real ignorant because all the stuff that he just said before he became president, like, it's real ignorant of them to be meeting with him. That's dumb. Making himself look like a fool.
So let me ask you a question. It's the president, right? He's the leader of the free world. Why wouldn't you want somebody from us to sit down and talk to him and tell him about what's going on with us and at least try to get him to do something for the African-American community?
They're not going to tell him what's going on with us. They're going to sit there and put on the front and make it seem like everything all good when it's not.
Everything is all good in their world. They've been rich for a long time.
Hello, who's this? Hey.
This is Kim.
Hey, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about black people meeting with Donald Trump?
I think black people should meet with him. He needs to hear our voice. We can't count on Omarosa to do it. And, you know, she's already in there. We need Charlamagne to go talk to Donald Trump.
Tell y'all want me to go out there and communicate for the people?
Oh, gosh.
No. Yes, I do. I want you to get out there and talk to Donald Trump and tell him how it is out here for us.
No,
he has no idea, and he probably doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't know that he cares.
And by the way, Kanye West don't know what's going on with us either.
I don't know that anybody that's gone to meet with him really knows.
Jim Brown. I still got faith in Jim Brown. I'm sorry. I understand that y'all may be mad at Jim Brown, but you need to Google Jim Brown. I got faith in Jim Brown, man.
You know, Jim Brown has said he doesn't identify with Black Lives Matter. He told them, speak for yourself.
Right.
But he still, unless things have changed over the years, at one point, Jim Brown was one of the greatest social justice warriors.
He was.
You know who we need to go talk to Donald Trump?
Who?
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. okay? And don't, let's not act like if you think the minister's views are radical, Trump's views are just as radical. No, the people that he's put in his cabinet, like Steve Bannon, Mike Pence, they're just as radical. So you might as well let Minister Farrakhan get on CNN, too.
Yeah, the minister absolutely should have that conversation with Donald Trump.
Yes.
But you also said earlier that Kanye shouldn't be talking to Trump because Kanye didn't vote. And the minister didn't vote.
That's true. You're right. Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. But the minister has put in more time on the front lines as far as social justice, civil rights than Kanye has. Kanye just been out here complaining about clothes, and now all of a sudden you just want to jump into the political fray.
Do we think it's a good sign that Donald Trump is actually trying to set up meetings with black people?
No, I don't know what his intentions are. These are photo ops.
Yeah, I don't know what his intentions are.
Because you know he's doing this because he's been having some bad press whole entire time.
Doesn't seem genuine.
So he wants to have
these. Doesn't seem authentic.
These are for the gram.
And sit down.
This is high level doing it for the gram. This is first class doing it for the gram, bro.
Well, 800-585-1051. We're talking about all the people that's met with Donald Trump in the last 24 hours. That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about all these individuals that met with Donald Trump. Kanye West, Ray Lewis, Jim Brown. How do you feel about it? I mean, I think if the intentions are good, I think it's a great thing to talk about some of our problems, and whether it's violence, whether it's bullying, whether it's education, whether it's water in Detroit, whatever it is, Flint, Michigan.
Listen, didn't surprise me at all, simply because Kanye has openly supported Donald Trump already. This shouldn't even be news. And, you know, I still got faith in Jim Brown. Jim Brown is a social justice warrior. Unless things have dramatically changed over the years, that CTE kicking in, then I think that maybe a conversation between him and Trump was a good thing. But can we talk for a minute about how yesterday and even today, everybody just forgot Kanye West was mentally ill?
No, he didn't.
Y'all been killing me for the past 2 weeks whenever I would tell y'all ain't nothing wrong with Kanye. Shut up. You're not taking mental illness serious. Yesterday, y'all saw Kanye with Trump. Y'all just forgot he was mentally ill and just started going in on him. The sympathy just went all out the window.
I didn't really see people going in on him, and I thought you said that too. They definitely went in on him.
No, they went in on him. They didn't go in on him like they did on me, but they went in on Kanye. But I ain't never made college dropouts, so I understand.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Shante from Long Island.
Hey, Shante, what do you feel about Donald Trump, his meeting with African Americans?
I feel like you can't really conquer something that you can't confront. I mean, just like Charlamagne said with Tommy Lauren, I feel like it's no different as far as, you know, he's still our president, whether we like it or not. And I feel like if we don't sit with him and bring him into our world, I feel like, you know, it's not going to change anything.
Well,
and maybe it won't change things, but if we don't even sit with him and allow him to be aware of the issues that concern us, then I feel like we're avoiding him. And
I could see sitting with Donald Trump
more
than I could see sitting with Tommy Lauren.
Well, some people thought that Charlamagne sitting with Tommy Lauren was a photo op too,
because
he did the photo op. They were mad at him about the photo too.
Well, the thing is,
it was very jokey. That was the only issue that I had.
Kanye didn't look jokey standing there looking like A-Town. He ain't even put on a suit to go see the damn president.
He wasn't attempting to look jokey. He just did.
He just looked.
Leave K-Town alone, man. Hello, who's this?
This is Tabitha from Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Tabitha. What do you think about African-Americans meeting with Trump?
I'm happy that they're finally reaching out and having the conversations that we need to have. So hopefully that can build the bridge that we need for the next 4 years instead of ignoring him and letting him run crazy in the White House.
Well, Donald Trump has shown us over the past 18, 19 months that he's not interested in building no bridges. He just wants to build the wall. But it's all about democracy, right? He's still the leader of the free world.
Right.
So being that he's the leader of the free world, we still have to hold him accountable as people. So we should have conversations with him.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, you know who this is, boy.
Now, you spooks don't know what y'all want. Y'all so funny to me. But first you talk about being ignored by white people. Then we make a little time in our great white day for you monkeys, and y'all still not happy.
What?
This is why I wish my ancestors built the wall around Africa instead of putting y'all on that carnival cruise to slavery.
Oh, boy.
Now, I do have a problem with the type of Negro our president-elect chose to meet with. If you're going to meet with a football player, if you're going to meet with a football player who got away with murder, meet with O.J. He was a good old boy. I loved him ever since I seen him running in the airport. And be careful with the Kanye boy. He's just transitioning like his stepdaddy.
Okay, this is not the time for this.
I had to hang up on that guy, man.
Why? I thought he had some good points.
What points did he have that was good?
We don't know. Kanye might be transitioning for real.
Oh, that's the only thing you heard out of the whole thing he spewed?
What else he said? I didn't hear. I got a filter in my mind.
You got a filter in your mind?
I got a filter in my mind when it comes to racism and white supremacy.
My goodness. What's the moral of the story, guys, man?
The moral of the story? It's a moral to the story?
Yes.
I ain't know it's a moral to the story.
Should African Americans be meeting with Trump?
The moral of the story
is... Should the Breakfast Club go meet with Trump? Would you guys?
I ain't got no reason. I don't have no reason to vote. I don't have no reason to go meet with Donald Trump.
I would
Trump
love to talk to him.
None whatsoever. If I go meet with Trump, I'm bringing Minister Farrakhan with me. Can I bring Minister Farrakhan?
We could definitely
That's
bring
my
Mr.
plus
Farrakhan.
One.
That's your plus one.
I know
one.
You're okay. saying we I'm have to you. Have conversations with people.
I don't have nothing to say to him. I would bring my OG. That's my plus one. Let him talk to Trump. Okay? I wouldn't know what to say to him. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all think I'm joking with Tommy Lauren. First thing I'm going to say when I walk up to Donald Trump is, so have you grabbed anybody by the this morning.
Pussy Mr. Trump. Cat this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, let's talk about Jay-Z giving LeBron the Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year Award. Also, Young Thug, he has gone and apologized to the Black airline workers that he was disrespectful toward.
Salute to the Young Thug.
And we'll tell you what sparked that version to that song.
We are the Breakfast Club.
He better call Shala with no hair.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, shut up.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Hov.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Jay-Z gave LeBron the Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year Award. And here's what he said while he was bringing him to the stage.
He's a dedicated family man who married his childhood sweetheart, Savannah, has three lovely children, the son who honors and worships his mother, Gloria, the friend who put his posse in position. LeBron James has provided his friends with that opportunity, and as we witness their development, and if we're looking up at the scoreboard, very few businessmen are better than Maverick Carter, Rich Paul, Randy Mims, and all the rest of the posse behind the scenes that make it look like they're just hanging out.
So he didn't get any laughs when he said the posse thing. That was nice and witty. That was
yeah. That's
sound like
the
they
point.
Cut it out. Sound like they cut
oh,
it
they
out.
Cut it out. Okay, okay. I wanted to say I know that got a reaction from the crowd.
Exactly. That was his response to Phil Jackson's comments in the interview about LeBron's posse. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was a nice thing, and I saw some beautiful pictures of LeBron and his wife Savannah on the red carpet and all of that. Young Thug, his mom made him apologize to Black airline workers. I'm so glad she did that because he was extremely disrespectful at an airport in Atlanta. He missed his flight and he blamed them for missing his flight. Here's what happens on this video footage that he posted.
These two ants are so rude. They're peasants. They saying they manager on the way. I don't want to talk to the manager. Y'all ants. Your manager peasant. Y'all ants. I give y'all a whole 15,000 pieces to quit your job. I'm getting you bombs one more chance. Look at, get their hair, sink in on the hair. They have that as a mother. I'm glad you turned around. Look at it, donkey.
He's crazy. Well,
when I gave Young Thug Donkey today, I said that he should go back and apologize. So
yeah,
I'm glad that his mother made him go do that. Nothing worse than letting down your mom.
Right.
Okay.
Sink in on the hip.
And I'm sure it wasn't just his mom. I'm sure it was other women.
It was everybody. And then he was really trying to defend himself after talking about he's been to Africa, whatever else he was saying.
Listen,
but he put up a picture. He said, when your mama make you go to the airport and apologize, sorry, loved one.
He did the right thing. Drop one of Clues Bombs for
he
Young Thug's mama.
He did the wrong thing, and then he did the right thing.
And your mama make you do anything.
Drop that. That's it. Salute to Young Thug's mom for making him do the right thing.
Mama got
to
check
Young
you
Thug
sometimes.
For listening to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, when you watch something like that and hear him calling these women peasants and talking about their nappy hair, for anybody that watched that video, it should make you think twice before you ever want to be disrespectful, because we watched that and we were like, that's disgusting. Why would you talk to somebody like that?
Right.
So you got to follow what not to do by watching
that. And it's nothing wrong with a little check-in. The community came to check Young Thug, and you know, he tried to rectify the situation.
And check yourselves too, and how we speak to people
He still should have gave them to nappy-headed women $15,000 a piece.
Stop. How you know they were nappy-headed women?
I just was following him up. But he should have gave them the money that he offered to give them when he was stunting. He should have went there with the 15 grand.
He really
gave it to him, said Merry Christmas, and I apologize.
And for the record, their hair was cute.
There you go.
By the way. All right, Lamar Odom has checked himself into rehab. Like we said, the problem was that he was scared that he was going to have a relapse and go on a major bender because the birthday of his deceased son was approaching. That is actually going to be on December 15th, tomorrow. That was the baby that he had that died from SIDS after being born. And they're saying that was the reason that he started doing the hardcore drugs in the first place. And that was back in 2005. So he didn't want to have those issues. And he's also dealing with his upcoming divorce, which is going to be final on Saturday. So all of those things on him. It kind of makes
and
you look
the
at...
holidays. Yeah, holiday parties out here popping. It's all kind of drugs and stuff being offered at holiday parties.
But we all talk about Kanye also and how he was going through a lot and suffering from depression because of the anniversary of his mom passing as well. But things like that can be a trigger. So that's what made him decide that he had to check himself in. And Kobe Bryant, we do know the name of Kobe and Vanessa's brand new baby daughter.
What is it?
Her name is Bianca Bella Bryant.
Bianca.
Yes.
Triple B.
Yes. Triple B's. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
She gotta be a blood.
Stop it.
She far from bloods.
Yeah, I don't think she has to worry about that.
Not at all. All right, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Oh, today's Wayno's birthday. Hold on.
Oh, God. We drop one of Clues bombs for Wayno.
Wayno.
Now we can actually, we can say Wayno Davies' manager.
Yeah,
Davies.
And now Wayno has a real... title, position, real success in life.
You Wayno don't just Wayno used to come up here all times of morning on any day just to eat breakfast.
Yeah, he was always
I used to be
starving.
Like, yo, we got wings from Wingstop. You want to come
and
through?
He'd be right here.
He'd be so
like, what
hungry.
Time? Wait, don't go nowhere. I'm gonna be there. Put some to the side.
Wayno would so bring hungry, his own to go plate. Wayno had his own little Tupperware. He would have drop on the clues bombs from Wayno again. I love seeing him come up with Wayno.
He struggled and he made it, man.
And Davies, salute to Wayno, man. You got a good guy
That's
in
good.
Your team, Davies.
Yeah, Wayno is great. Happy birthday. Hopefully it really is his birthday.
And don't you ever forget.
Where did you get that from?
I just saw a text on tweeted, happy birthday, Wayno.
Wayno's a good dude, man.
Maybe it's not his birthday.
What the hell tax gonna lie for? Lying about Negro's birthdays?
All right, I mean, oh.
We did
ahead.
That already.
I
Who
did
are you
that.
Teasing?
Boy,
I don't know what's going on.
What are you doing? Yo, stay over there. Yo, stay over there. Yo, what are you doing, man? Yo, stay over there, man.
You just threatened me with a good
time. No, I said, who are you? Donkey, your donkey.
What's
your donkey,
happened?
Man. Your donkey. Leave me alone.
Okay,
your donkey.
Okay, okay.
What's wrong with this guy?
You guys are acting crazy.
He's been real frisky
with a good
this morning.
Time. You talking about who I'm teasing?
This
oh, you mean who I'm giving my donkey?
Yeah, this guy's been real frisky this morning.
Okay. All right, just making sure. Donkey today is going to a young lady named Samantha Martinez from Miami. Okay?
Uh-oh.
She needs to come in front of the congregation. We like to have a word with her. It's just some things you don't play about, and this is one of those things.
Wayno said it's not his birthday.
It's not his birthday. All right, edit all. Wayno, you ain't. We keep recall, keep that.
Take it back.
When it is Wayno's birthday, we're gonna play back. That same.
Goodness
break
gracious.
Back.
All right. Well, Donkey today is up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Donkey of the day, man.
You are. A donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, December 14th, goes to a Miami woman named Samantha A. Martinez. She was born in 1996. Race black, sex female, height 5'1", weight 140 pounds, hair black, eyes brown. Missing since November 30th, 2016. Well, she was fake missing because, according to the griot, Samantha Martinez lied about being raped and kidnapped. Now, why, oh why, would someone ever lie about two heinous acts like rape and kidnapping? Well, let's go to NBC 6 Miami for the report.
20-year-old Samantha Martinez appeared before a judge facing charges for allegedly faking her own abduction.
To Ms. Martinez, this was revenge to get back to her boyfriend for infidelity.
Miami police say they got a call on December 3rd from Martinez's boyfriend, who told detectives he'd received text messages from her phone stating Samantha was being held captive and would be hurt. The mystery person demanded money. Police say Martinez's boyfriend even received a voice message of Samantha crying, telling him she was scared to pay up and not make her captor mad.
Wow.
Samantha A. Martinez lied about being raped and kidnapped because she wanted to get back at her boyfriend. You thought your boyfriend was cheating on you, so in return, you lied about being raped and kidnapped. Samantha, why is your brain wired to go there? This is actually a new one. Most people fake kill themselves to get their significant others back. Samantha decided to try something new and lie and say she was raped and kidnapped. Let me tell you something. If your man has already cheated on you, right, you know, I guess broken up with you. He's moved on. I know you may expect him to have some sympathy and our empathy for you and your situation, but you have to understand, you're not his girl anymore. If you're not his girl anymore, then he don't give a damn about your problems.
Right.
Now, granted, the boyfriend did call the police after getting the fake mysterious phone call. He did call the police to report her missing, but that's where it stops. I guarantee Samantha was bad he called the police and not her. She did that fake phone call and then stood by her phone waiting to hear from him. Instead, he did what he was supposed to do and called the police. Okay, why did he call the police, Samantha? Because you're not his problem anymore. How you gonna call your ex trying to get him back asking for ransoms for yourself? I guess that's when you realize it's finally over, Samantha, when you have someone call your ex saying, give me $300 or you will never see her again, and then hear your boyfriend on the other line talking about, $300? Man, hold on. Then he hangs up and calls 911 because he don't want those problems, nor does he have $300 to spare because he doesn't care about you anymore, Samantha right. A. Martinez.
What happened to just faking being pregnant?
Whoa. What?
That's what people normally
Whoa.
Do.
Whoa, yeah.
What happened to just sleeping with his friend?
Yikes. She did actually sleep with somebody to get back at him as well. But, you know, $300 is a lot of money when you're asking for a ransom, man, and you ain't my girl no more, okay? I got a new boo, and Christmas around the corner. All my funds going to my new buns, okay? Lying about being raped and kidnapped to try to get back a man that clearly, without a shadow of a doubt, doesn't want you anymore? Hold up, let me be clear. Even if the man wanted you back, you don't do that. You don't lie about being raped and kidnapped under any circumstances.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Trust me.
Crazy.
There's people out here being raped and kidnapped right now who wish it wasn't really happening, so you never play like that. Please give Samantha A. Martinez, and the A stands for a damn fool, the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right.
Angela Yee brings up a good point, though.
That's what?
Don't jump out the window. You know what I mean? Just stick to the regular things like I'm pregnant.
I miss my period. All you do,
yeah,
I miss my
that's
period.
That's it, man. That'll get a man on alert. You don't got to jump out the window
and
talk
about it. And act like you're keeping it.
Whoa.
Now that's, no? Yeah, you don't play fair. Yeah. That ain't fair.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. You can fake being pregnant and then get killed. These good dudes out here is crazy. I'm serious. These dudes,
really
out, here,
get kidnapped
these dudes out here is really crazy. I'm telling you.
All
okay?
Right.
All you had to do was bleach his sneakers.
That's light. Seems like you did this
right,
stuff before
light.
You.
That's light. All that
I've
does,
never done any of this.
That
okay?
just runs me off. That'll run you off even faster. Now you're like, oh, I just grew up really crazy.
This is just a stereotypical, I'm mad at him, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I like the stereotypical ones better than the rape and kidnap thing, though.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. Bleach my sneakers, set my stuff on fire.
Cut my clothes up.
Fake a pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Stalk me on social media.
There
make
you
up
go.
Some fake
come
accounts
on,
to harass me.
Keep it light. Keep it light, people.
Put spy software on his computer.
Keep it light. It's Christmas, people. It's Christmas.
What else, E?
I know people that have done things like this. Trust me. You know, I know people that things like this have been done to them.
Mm.
I won't tell you the crazy stories.
All right. Mm. All right.
One
well,
girl I know got so mad that her
tell
boyfriend.
Do tell you. Do tell.
Tell girl.
You.
Come on, girl. Friend, spill the tea. Tell us, girl.
Because when you act crazy like that, all that does is reinforce. I'm so glad I left her alone.
That's true.
See how crazy. There's no going back
what
after this.
What did she do?
She put spy software on his computer and then emailed his boss and said that he was HIV positive.
Oh, see,
I was
that's
like,
too
why
far.
Did she do this?
That's too far.
No, man, it's so embarrassing.
That's
now you gotta explain to your boss.
That she's crazy.
Maybe she slept with her boss.
No, he cheated on her and then she just sent an email and then she was just emailing everybody saying all kinds of crazy stuff. Then, well, I don't even, that's it. That's all I'm gonna say.
She's gonna say more, go ahead.
No,
tell us more, ye.
It's just crazy. People are crazy.
That's crazy.
Who would
all right.
do that? That's my job.
Well, that's Donkey of the Day. Now, when we come back, ask ye. 800-585-1051 if you need relationship advice. Or
maybe
any
you
want to
get revenge on an ex.
You can call ye. She seems like she knows everything about it. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. Phone lines are wide open. Ask ye. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Don't ever come to me.
That was Party Next Door with Come See Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne the Guy, we are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee. What line you want to go to, Yee?
Let's do line 7.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
Hello. Hey, this is Dez, man.
Dez, what's your question?
My question is, hey, what I do, man? Me and my girl been out of a relationship 5 months now, but I'm still here to put pool, like Charlamagne say.
Well, you just called her your girl, so you said me and my girl. So is that your girl or not?
Hey, I can call him a girl still. That Jay Keith joker's off your trail, right?
Man, what did you talk? I can't understand the English you talking.
So you and your girl, you and your girl broke up.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's going on?
Ain't nothing going on. We still having sex, man. Like, we can't get over each other, you know what I'm saying? But
so why did y'all break up?
Because, you know, it was just that time, you know what I mean?
What do you mean either, that time? Why is it that time?
Like, you know, either get out of it now or stay in it and something serious will happen. Well, somebody really gonna get hurt, like seriously hurt.
Okay, so you had a very volatile relationship. You guys used to fight all the time. And it got too bad. What kind of things were you guys fighting over?
Man, that's a lot. You know what I'm saying? Every time we win out, just because I look at a female, it's a problem, but she can look at all kind of dudes she wants to. Like, what's up with that?
So you guys are petty. It's a tit for tat. You do this.
No, she petty, not me. I'm the big person. You know, I always avoid.
Oh, okay, you know, so you're saying she's the wrong one and you didn't have any faults.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
Okay. Well, it does sound like you both seem pretty stubborn and nobody wants to give in. But apparently y'all both still like having sex with each other.
Yeah.
Y'all still like the smell.
Yeah, man. You already know. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like the A1 poo-poo. You know what I mean?
Are you sleeping with anybody else?
No. Not at the moment.
So I don't understand what's going on here. You broke up with her to just still be with her. So it's like you guys are still in a relationship, but you're saying you're not.
You know what I mean? That's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. But I will say this. A lot of times when people first break up, you guys are so used to each other. You're used to having somebody in the bed with you. You don't have the, you don't feel like getting out and finding somebody new because you'd rather deal with the bad things from a person that you're used to than having to deal with somebody new. What are you going to do if she starts messing with somebody else?
Man, personally, honestly, I'm going to just let it be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
know what you mean. Sure.
Say what, man?
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that? I mean, it's true, though. You know, I'm still holding on a little bit, but as soon as she get caught with somebody else, then that's it. That's, you know, I'm going to cut out. That's all I'm ready to wait.
Do you think that y'all might get back together?
I don't know. We kind of working on it, to be honest, but I don't know, you know.
Do y'all break up all the time and get back together all the time?
Nah, this really the first official breakup. It's been 5 months, G. 5 months, G.
It's been 5 months of y'all still sleeping with each other, so it don't feel like you broke up.
You know what I'm saying? I guess that's how you do it. I don't know.
All right, this is my recommendation, and not that you're really going to do it, but if y'all do plan to work things out, maybe the best thing to do is for you guys to actually, for real, make an attempt to spend some time apart. It seems to me like, just from having my conversation with you just now, it seems like you don't take a lot of responsibility for things that you do wrong.
You think so? You think that what it is? Because she said the same thing.
I could tell just by talking to you just now, because you said...
I'm sorry, man. Don't laugh at me, bro. Don't judge at me, bro. I fought with you, bro. Don't judge.
I'm laughing at you because this is what happens when you don't wear condoms. You so open.
Hey, you know, and that's so crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's so crazy. After the third time.
I can hear the rawness in your voice.
Hey, man.
You're very quick to point out her faults, but you don't seem to want to acknowledge the things that you may be doing that contribute to the arguments that you guys have in the relationship.
Hey, when it's hard for you to get caught up, I don't know how you could be around that. You know, she tries so hard to catch me doing something, but she can't, you know? That's crazy, man.
Is there something to catch?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Lord have mercy.
Well, good luck. I already know you're going to keep on sleeping with your girl anyway. Y'all are going to end up getting back together. But I do think that maybe it's worth you guys trying to figure out, if you are going to stay together, what things y'all need to change, what things does she need to do, and how can you contribute to making her feel more comfortable with you as well?
All right, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. You got a question for Yee, call her now. That was Ray Sherman with Black Beatles. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Yee, what line you want to go to now?
Let's do number 3.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up?
What's your question for Yee? What's your name, bro?
Yo, what up, Angela?
What's your name?
Micah T.
What's your question, man?
Yo, Angela, I got to go to court for child support, right?
Uh-huh.
And I just need some advice, really. I got 3 kids, 2 baby mamas, and I'm not on child support for any of my kids but my son. And
so you are on child support?
Well, I mean, technically I'm about to be, but I haven't been. Okay, so... I got to pay $500. But the thing is, I feel like that's too much because I got 3 kids already, and I've been financially supporting all 3 of them since the day they were born.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's too much because I'm taking care of all 3 of them. So I need to see how the debt could reduce that.
All right. Well, it's not just asking to reduce that, but you got to talk about how much money you make. How much do you think you pay for your son every month anyway?
I mean, I just give her money and I just buy
her clothes. But if you had to guess how much you give, how much would you guess that you give?
Maybe around 3, 4.
Okay, well, now you're going to be giving $100 more.
But no.
I'm just saying, child support... Child support is...
Shut up, Charlamagne.
Child support is what it is. You can, you know, talk... They base that off of the amount of money that you make, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So there's
but
no...
But the system is stupid, though. The system is retarded, like, for real. Why?
Why you got to take care of your kids?
Right. Imagine
no,
that.
No, I take care of my kids on the regular.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think $500 a month. I don't think $500 a month for a child is a whole lot of money. There's a lot of things that has to be done. Food, you know, to pay for their clothes, to pay for whatever they need for school.
Yeah, to a person who's not doing anything, I can understand that. But when you're actually doing stuff.
Well, spend it. You spend time with your kid and now you pay child support as well. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I know. Listen. I agree. Sometimes the child support system, I hear ridiculous, outrageous amounts of money. I don't think $500...
It never works in the male favor, ever.
Actually, sometimes it's not working in the women's favor either. I know men who hide money, who lie about their salary, who get paid under the table, and end up paying barely any money in child support and not taking care of their kids. So it goes both ways.
But it's time for these moms to get up and do better, though.
Listen, $500 a month for your child's well-being, you feel like that's too much?
I mean, I just threw a number out there. I don't want y'all to know the real number, but I'm just saying.
So what's the real number?
The real number is too high.
Man, you just got to start smoking mid now. That's all. Just smoke mid and make sure your baby mama get her child support.
Man, right. How about you go smoke some mid?
Oh, man. All right, good luck to you. And if you do want to challenge that child support, just make sure that you bring in all your documentation of what it is. Just be organized. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to take care of your kids. You brought them in this world. They didn't ask to be here.
And I don't have to smoke mid because I don't have to pay child support, sir.
All right. Well, ask E 800-585-1051. We got rumors coming up.
Well, since we're talking about money, let's talk about a woman who wants $150 million for being a mistress.
Really?
All
right, we'll get into all that when we come back.
Levels? Hold up.
What are you doing,
Charlamagne? Hold up. It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show. Angelique's got her rumors coming up, and I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
I know you don't know.
It's rumors, though.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, of course, we got to talk about Kanye West going to meet with Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he also tweeted the things that he wanted to know because people were really outraged that Kanye would go and sit down with Donald Trump. He had about a 15-minute meeting with him that he actually requested. Kanye said, I wanted to meet with Trump today to discuss multicultural issues. These issues included bullying, supporting teachers, modernizing curriculums, and violence in Chicago. I feel it's important to have a direct line of communication with our future president if we truly want change.
2 weeks ago, Kanye West needed help his damn self. Yesterday, he was all in New York looking for a psychiatrist and searching for help, but now he's sitting down with the president trying to help the country.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
There's level. I mean, a lot of people went over there.
I was going to say there's levels to this.
There's levels to what? There's levels to this crazy?
We have audio if you want to say that. Audio too.
All right. Well, here is what it sounded like when Kanye and Trump were photo opted together.
Just friends, and we've been friends for a long time. Life, we discussed it.
Do you think that's something you still want to do in life as meeting? Hi, no comment about your meeting with the president-elect. This is the president-elect of the United States. Nothing to say?
I just want to take a picture right now.
I just want to do something for the gram right now. I don't really see the problem with this whole situation, though, being that Kanye has already endorsed Donald Trump or, you know, spoken out about his support for Donald Trump, so...
I mean, what else do you expect? The person he supported won.
Yeah, and he's mentally ill. If you really put it in perspective, he's mentally ill. Ray Lewis is a murderer, but I still believe in Jim Brown.
Jim Brown had some issues.
He did?
Oh, did he?
I don't know. I believe him in a social justice warrior.
Jim Brown definitely has admitted to having such issues, too.
I don't know anything about his personal life. I just know
it was a social justice warrior. It's very much out there.
I don't know anything.
Okay.
This guy's an ass. You're a jerk. Go ahead,
Lil Uzi Vert got arrested a couple of days ago, and that was for riding his dirt bike on the streets. So he went right back out afterward, though. So apparently he was out racing with a friend. Cops started chasing them. They started driving on the sidewalks. They crossed multiple lanes of traffic. They had no lights, no helmets.
And that'll get you arrested.
Yeah, he was trying to speed away from the officers. And then he lost his balance. He had to ditch the bike, and then they tried to run.
Oh, he fell and started running?
Yes.
Oh, man. Like, nobody knew who he was with that hair and all that?
It don't matter. These are the cops chasing you because you're on a dirt bike running. And anyway, after that, though, he posted his bond and then was right back out on the streets again the next day. So,
all right.
He's terrible at running from cops.
Yeah, that didn't work out. All right, Sumner Redstone. Now, Sumner Redstone, if you don't know who he is, he's 93 years old.
OG player from the Himalayas.
Right, and he is the majority owner and chairman of the board of the National Amusements Theater chain. He also, his family and himself are majority owners of CBS and Viacom. Okay, and they're saying his net worth is about $5 billion.
Okay, so I don't see the problem here because I've read this story and I've been reading this story. I don't see
the
problem.
Tell us.
Let me get to it.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
There's some lawsuits now. One of his former lovers, Sydney Holland, she's 40 years old, by the way, is suing him because he threw her out of his house and cut her out of his will after she says she fulfilled her commitment to love and care for him.
Head trash. You get 40 and you get lazy with the oral game.
I'm going to tell you what happened. What happened was she told him that she had another lover.
No, you won't. Not on my $5 billion dime.
She said she had a short-lived affair.
No, you won't.
And when she confessed to him, she hoped that he would forgive her, just like she had forgiven him many times for his indiscretions.
Okay.
But instead, he broke off the affair and broke off the engagement and asked her to move out of the house.
I don't see a problem there.
But she's gotten a lot of money. It was her and another one of his mistresses. They got about $150 million of his money.
From who?
From him? Sumner, yes.
Oh, drop one of Clues bombs for them, then they came up.
Now they want more.
They want more. She wants half.
No, she can't get half.
Were they married?
No, they weren't married.
Do they have kids?
No, she wants a half interest in his Beverly Park mansion that's worth about $20 million. She wants half of his cash, bonds, stock, and options that are not tied up in a trust that will be for his grandchildren and all of that.
Guess what? You'd have got all that. You'd have got all that if you hadn't cheated, okay?
She should, or if you hadn't told.
If you hadn't told. Like, she shouldn't have got caught.
Right.
That's all.
That is crazy. Now, I'm going to tell you, I asked MEZ, who's in here running the boards now.
Oh, wow.
Don't lie. I asked him, I said, for $150 million, would you be Sumner Redstone's little side piece and have sex with him? And he said, absolutely.
That's a lot.
You didn't say yes?
Have some morals. Have some integrity. Unless that's your thing. I don't know.
That seems like his thing.
You know, now, they also talk about the fact that he did give lots of money to different mistresses and girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. As he should. He's $5 billion. It ain't tricking if she's worth it.
He gave one of his mistresses $21 million.
Jeez. That's light when you got $5 billion.
He gave a flight attendant on a CBS corporate jet $18
million. Oh, what
did
she do
for
that?
Then later on, he slept with that flight attendant's sister. He gave her $6
million. Wow.
I'm going to be honest.
Stop the music. What do you mean you're going to be honest?
He gave a friend of his grandson's girlfriend a job at Showtime and gave her $6 million.
He's a little too generous. I'm not going to lie. He could be doing that for a quarter of all that money he's spending.
Wow, he's spending.
He gave a flight attendant $1 million, same impact. Okay, same mouth, same vagina. You know, you give a girl a job, same thing. Like, you don't have to give $6 million.
It's just thrown around millions of dollars.
I understand
like
you're a billionaire, but come on, be a little frugal in some areas. He clearly does not have a problem spending on his vagina.
Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, wow. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
It is very selfish of him if he's 93 and his penis can't get hard, though, and he's getting upset about the girls having sex.
Well, apparently, they were having some type of, what do they call it? Sex that's not. You know.
Sex doesn't matter. What? Raw sex? Unprotected?
No, what just not mean? Conventional sex.
What does that mean?
I don't know exactly.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know exactly what that means,
what's
but they were saying they.
I don't know.
I don't know. It could be anything, but that's the only way they could have sex. Unconventional
what's
sex.
What's unconventional?
By the way, when you're 93 years old, all sex is unconventional sex. Okay?
Right. If you can even have an erection.
Exactly.
When he uses fingers, like, I'm confused with unconventional
sex. I don't know. Just could be anything different.
I don't got no problem with nobody tricking. No. Drop on the Clues bomb for something to Redstone.
No, he's spending too much money.
He is, but you know what, man? A lot of times, you know, we put these women through
a lot.
He
needs a friend.
Especially our mistresses.
And for $20 million, we'll be your friend.
Yeah, we'll be your friend for $20 million. We'll tell you exactly how much to spend. Goodness gracious, you guys are jerks. Thank you for that rumor report, Yee.
Man.
Up next is the People's Choice. Makes you want to hear something. 800-585-1051. Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.